Our next article looks at airships and why they could be the future of air travel. As companies race to produce a safer generation of airships, or dirigibles as they are also known, we look at why they died out and why they could rule the skies once again.
Imagine an aircraft that could fly around the entire planet on a single tank of fuel. An aircraft that could stay in the air for days or even weeks at a time, and then touch down almost anywhere it wanted, on land or water, on sand or ice. That airship exists. Called the Airlander 10, it's filled with helium, so it only needs power for propulsion, not to get in the air. It's the ideal ecological alternative to planes, as well as being a nostalgic return to the early days of air travel. Unlike the airships of the early 20th century, the Airlander 10 can handle extreme conditions, such as flying in a hurricane. It can carry 10 tons of cargo, which makes it perfect for humanitarian missions in places that are difficult to access. When used for tourism, up to 48 passengers can travel the world at a slower, 148 kilometers per hour, more romantic pace. A larger version now in development, the Airlander 50, will be bigger than a football field and carry 5 times as much cargo. Created by a British company, Hybrid Air Vehicles, HAV, it was initially funded by the U.S. military, which is why it is also bulletproof. When budget cuts forced the cancellation of the military project in 2013, HAV continued the development of the airship themselves, at one point raising 2.3 million euros on a crowdfunding website. The Airlander 10's test flights were temporarily stopped when it had a bad landing last summer, but have now resumed. HAV expects to sell its first commercial models around 2020 for 37 million euros each. And they are not the only company to see the potential of airships. American defense giant Lockheed Martin already has an order for 12 of its hybrid airships by 2021.
1920s to 1930s, the golden years. Airships, the spiritual successors to the Montgolfier brothers' air balloons, were all the rage in the 1920s and 1930s. The first passenger aircraft since 1910, they were seen as both romantic and glamorous. The first transatlantic commercial service, on the famous Graf Zeppelin, took 4 days to make the crossing, twice as fast as by ship. Life aboard was more like a cruise ship than a plane, with the 20 passengers being looked after by a crew of 40. Thousands of passengers travelled the Atlantic this way in the course of its 10-year career. In 1929, it was claimed that the Empire State Building, then under construction, would offer the Graf Zeppelin and other airships a docking point in midtown Manhattan, so they didn't have to land outside the city. In fact, as the commander of the Graf Zeppelin said from the start, this was never practical. But that was not the point. The airship dock gave the architects of the Empire State Building an excuse to add another 60 metres to the structure, making it taller than the neighbouring Chrysler Building.
1937, the end of an era. Nearly 30 years of passenger travel on airships came to an abrupt end on May 6, 1937, when the Hindenburg, a German airship, caught fire on arrival at New Jersey's Lakehurst Airfield. The disaster was caused by an electrostatic charge running up the landing cable, which created a spark that set the hydrogen-filled airship alight. Although the disaster killed 35 people and put an end to airship travel, 62 of the 97 people on board miraculously survived.